I'll bring the second meeting of the House Retirement Laws Committee to order. I'd like to welcome everybody here today and welcome those that may be listening over the internet. Again, the reminder, cell phones off, computer sounds off. If you got a tie that makes sound, turn it off. If you're going to testify on any bill today, please sign in. We do not have a page here today, I see, but we do have an intern. Chris, if you've got something you need done, passed out, etc., use the intern. As previously discussed, there are two bills on the agenda. The chair is going to defer House Bill 1292, so that means we will have a third meeting. This time I'm going to ask the secretary to call the roll.
Representative Elliott.
Excused.
Feinstein.
Here.
Steele.
Here.
Fain.
Here.
Rounds.
Here. We do have a quorum. I'm sure everybody has read the minutes from our last meeting.
Move to approve.
We have a motion by Representative Fain to approve the minutes, seconded by Representative Steele. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Fain.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I got an email just moments ago that I think is pretty important that I wanted to share with the remainder of the folks here in case it would apply to them. I got a bit of a warning on my email that said that get a warning if you're heading towards the Twin Cities on I-35 in the near future. The Minnesota State Patrol is cracking down on speeders. For the first offense, they give you 2 Vikings tickets, and if you get stopped a second time, they'll make you use them. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just wanted to
Thank you, Representative Fain. Before we get started, are there comments concerning the statement by Representative Fain? Hearing none. Again, we are deferring 1292. That leaves the one bill up today. It is House Bill 1143, an act to repeal certain requirements related to school district employee retirement benefits. At this time, the chair will ask for proponent testimony on House Bill 1143. Welcome, Representative Yerke.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and committee members. Gary Yerke, District 19. In the way of explanation, and I'm by far not an expert in this issue, there are others that will speak and address those matters that you're going to be concerned about, but I felt that perhaps it was important for me to at least explain why I'm sitting here in this chair bringing this bill to you. This past fall, I was asked by those people who are most closely involved in the administrating of schools and auditing of their books on an issue that they felt needed to be considered in terms of a law that is outdated and needs to be repealed. And in visiting further with them and others involved in that matter, I felt that this was something that I could carry, and I have talked to those people who will now be testifying to address it more appropriately. And so with that, I'll hold all further comments unless there are some questions at the end. Thank you.
Thank you. Any additional proponent testimony on House Bill 1143?
I'm John Wellhouse, business manager for the Pierce School District, and I would urge you to support this legislation, the repeal of SDCL 131007. This is a law that hasn't been used for a number of years, and it was not used ever since school districts have joined the South Dakota retirement system, so it really no longer applies. So I would urge you to support this legislation.
Thank you, Mr. Wellhouse. Any additional proponent testimony on House Bill 1143?
Chairman Rounds and committee members, my name is John Peterson. I'm the executive director for school administrators and their registered lobbyists. This one of our 6 groups in school administrators of South Dakota is business officials, the business managers in South Dakota, and they're the ones that brought this to our attention as an organization. And this law as John Wellhouse said, was pre-South Dakota retirement system, is my understanding. And there's some language in there that says that the retirement that schools give out, that they offer, I think it has to be no more than 50%, and it has to be in monthly payments, I believe, is the way it is worded. And this is not what all school districts have negotiated. There's packages out there. Some school districts will pay 30% or 50% or 60%. There are some school districts out there that will say your severance. I'm talking about a teacher that's been with you for, the school can set the number. They can say you've got to be with us 12 years or 20 years, and then we'll give you half of your last year's salary or whatever. And so, as I said, some schools spread this out over 2-3 years, and really it didn't pertain to us. It went on for years, but what happened was there were a couple of schools that were audited this past year, and the auditor said is that, hey, you know, this could be a conflict. And so we've talked about it, and it's just a law that's not needed. I mean, it's not necessary, and, you know, and I guess we feel, and we would encourage you to let the local districts, let the school boards decide what they want as their early retirement package. And really, this was before South Dakota retirement, it's my understanding. So school administrators of South Dakota would urge you to support this.
Thank you, Mr. Peterson. Any further proponent testimony on House Bill 1143?
Mr. Chairman, members of the House Retirement Committee, my name is Bill Engberg, and I'm a registered lobbyist for the Associated School Boards, and I agree with the two people who testified before me, and I will just say we are in support of this. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Engberg. Any further proponent testimony on House Bill 1143? Any further proponents? Seeing none, any opponents to House Bill 1143? Any opponents? Seeing opponent.
Neutral.
I will accept you as an opponent slash neutral if you wish. Come on up. You're the next contestant.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Wade Hubbard. I'm general counsel to the South Dakota Retirement System. I'm testifying as neither proponent or opponent, merely neutral at this time for a couple of reasons. Number one, SDCL 13-10-7 has nothing to do with Chapter 3-12, the South Dakota Retirement System chapter. In a real stretch, it might be seen as a possible conflict with some of our statutes, but that would take a real stretch. No one seriously would ever make that legal argument. In addition to that, our Board of Trustees has never taken a position one way or the other on this bill, and so consequently I can't speak for it or against it. But with that in mind, I will mention that Representative Yerke was kind enough to contact Rob Wiley, the SDR's administrator, and myself to meet with him, and when we did, he wanted to show us the bill and to make sure we didn't have any problem with it. We already knew we didn't because he'd also been kind enough to ask Annie to contact us, and she had shown us the bill previously, and again, we knew that we didn't have a problem. But because Representative Yerke was so kind as to take all those steps, I promised him I would come over and tell the committee what background I understand about this. In South Dakota, legislative history is kind of scarce, as it is in most states. Most states, including South Dakota, don't have anything like the congressional record. But from what I can tell, reading this, this was part of the initial teacher retirement methodology, if you will. This particular statute dealt with the benefits to be paid. It was enacted in 1947. However, in 1959, the teacher's retirement system came into being. In turn, in 1974, the teacher's retirement system, along with five other public systems, was consolidated into the South Dakota retirement system. Consequently, that makes SDCL 13-10-7 essentially doubly obsolete. Are there any questions?
We'll hold questions until testimony is complete, but don't go too far. Are there any further opponents? Seeing none, I'm going to open it up to committee questions. I see silence. We'll get to comments in a moment before I finish. Anybody? Seeing no comments, do you have a question, Representative Feinstein?
I guess it's more of a comment, too.
So. We'll hold off comments until I can reserve the right to call back for questions later. At this time, I'll close it to public testimony. Open it up to comments. Representative Manny Steele.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. With it being a double, I think we really ought to get rid of this thing. I've never heard of a double before.
Representative Feinstein.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to comment. I guess I just really appreciated the proponents of this bill coming forward and speaking the way they did, and I thoroughly appreciated the way Mr. Hubbard came forward and spoke neutral on this. I think that should be done more often by agencies, and that's my comment. Just discuss what the yeas and the nays and be neutral. Thank you.
This will be discussion and or action. Representative Bain.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move due pass House Bill 1143.
We have a motion due pass from Representative Fain, seconded by Representative Feinstein. Any discussion on the motion?
Thank you, Representative Yerke, for bringing this. It's so much fun to get to repeal a law. I wish that we had a law on the books that said for every new law we pass, we have to repeal two old ones. So thank you for bringing this. I urge a yes vote on the due pass.
Any further comments on the due pass motion? No. Just for the record, I want to make sure the minutes show that Mr. Hubbard was not an opponent, if somehow that's going to show that he was neutral on this. So if somebody reads the minutes, they don't get the wrong idea. Thank you. Seeing no further comments, the motion at hand is due pass on House Bill 1143. All those in favor will signify by saying aye. Opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Representative Elliott. Feinstein.
Aye.
Steele.
Aye.
Fain.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye. House Bill 1143, we move to the floor with a due pass motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Fain.
Move consent.
We have a motion consent from Representative Fain, seconded by Representative Feinstein. Any discussion on the consent motion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. House Bill 1143, we move to the floor, due pass motion and placed on the consent calendar. We will be having another meeting next week. For those of you who are interested, it will be on House Bill 1292. We will set the date as soon as I conclude some meetings this week, so be prepared for another long meeting of retirement laws. Any further action to come before the committee today? Seeing none, I would entertain that motion.
Make a motion to adjourn.
We have a motion by Representative Steele to adjourn, seconded by Representative Bob Fain. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We are adjourned.